Welcome to the Logic and Life Coaching Podcast, episode 49.
Everyone wants happiness and success, and we know how to get you there. Come listen to the Leadership Society of Arizona as we teach a proven logic to help you simplify life, overcome challenges, and predict the future. You're listening to the Logic and Life Coaching Podcast.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Logic and Life Coaching Podcast. My name is Chuck Solanas, and I'm joined by Dr. Jacob Kashiwagi.
I'm here.
Hello. All right. My question for today is, why do you feel like it's a bad idea to invest in a business idea unless you get paid for it or it is bringing in revenue immediately?
Oh, good question. It's not necessarily that you need to get paid or that it's bringing in revenue, but that the idea is you want, if I'm putting my effort into something, I want it to be something that adds value. And it's a natural law. When something adds value, then people will value it. And the most common way that people value something is by paying for it. And so that's the main thing is, If a business is not already bringing in revenue, income, if an idea already doesn't just attract people to want to buy it and to want to use it, then it doesn't really have a lot of value. And, you know, there are things I could, you know, I put enough time into something. Yeah, maybe I can get it to add value, but I'd rather it already have value.
Okay, so your philosophy basically takes out the idea of investors.
It kind of does. There are certain things that you might need investors for, but, you know, really, investors are for what? Investors are for growing things, right? In order for an investor to be actually successful, they have to quickly identify when something has value, right? Okay. Because basically they're making their money not off of creating the value for it. They're the good investors. They make money off of finding something already with value that's small and artificially inflating it with a lot of money to get it big very quickly.
Okay.
And, you know, for those people who are just really looking to make money, their whole goal is to try to find something of value and then find an investor that puts a ton of money in it so that they can grow it really quickly and then make a lot of money off of it, right? That's the whole thing with entrepreneurs, right? That's what they're trying to do. But of course, when you're focused really on the money, then there's going to be a lot of times where, you know, you put a lot of money into something with no value because sometimes they don't even know if it has value yet. They're making a decision on, oh, I think this is going to have value. Let's put a lot of money in it. And then sometimes it really doesn't and it just goes nowhere. But that's kind of the environment today. Every investor will tell you, you know, they've put a lot of money into something that just didn't go anywhere. They didn't have any value. But the good investors, most of the time, they can figure that out quickly. And they don't have too many of those. For me, doesn't have a lot of money, right? Not like millions of dollars to just invest away. I need to be very, very conscientious of my time and my money, my effort. And there is one rule that always works. And that rule is, if something has value, it's going to naturally bring in people to buy it, to want it, to make money off of it.
Okay. Without marketing?
Even without marketing. You look at some of these brands that really have done well. Most ideas that are really good and add a lot of value, they don't need a lot of marketing because it's so good that they find one person, that person's going to tell their friends to get it because it's so good. And then they tell their friends, in fact, I just heard of a company like this. Oh, what was it? It was this fitness thing. It's this fitness program. And this fitness program is going to be making, you know, multi-millions. It's a huge fitness program. But there's no marketing program for it. They work solely off of, they do such a good job in helping people get healthy, lose weight, whatever it is they need. And they're so good at it that it spreads by social media and word of mouth.
Hmm.
And they don't spend any money in marketing. That is how a really good, that's how it should go, right? A company that has and does something of great value, they should not need marketing. They should not people going out and trying to sell it, because it should already be that good that people know it's good. That makes sense.
Okay. So what does that say about LSA or this podcast or, you know, like things that we work on?
It's just like LSA. You know, LSA has been around for what, 6-7 years now? Nonprofit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Most nonprofits fail within 3 years. Most nonprofits, they actually need a lot of donations to stay afloat. But LSA actually doesn't receive a lot of donations to stay afloat. Right now, it's receiving even more donations, but how we got going and how we're actually sustainable is because we have something of value that parents actually want for their students. And so what we do is, for the parents who can afford, they purchase the services, and we actually are able to create enough revenue off that. I guess as a nonprofit, we don't call it revenue, but we create enough resources off of that to turn around and help those students who are in need. And now as we're getting a little bit bigger, with the few donations we get in, like with the Valley Guardians, who also donate to one of our programs, we can actually help even more people who are in need. That makes sense?
Yeah. And then, so like, you're not so much saying that you're necessarily going to explode, like going to be like the like biggest business ever. You're just saying that through the word of mouth, through like really good service, doing really good things, it naturally expands and naturally grows.
Yes, it you know, you shouldn't need artificial money coming into the system to allow it to be stable and to grow and to be able to build itself, right? When something's of value, it will do it on its own. Now, when something has value, if investments come in, that's perfectly fine, right? Because it's a guaranteed it's going to do well. Because when something's of value, investments just make it bigger, right?
Quicker. Okay.
And that's really what you're looking for. So, you know, for me, I have no issue with that. But if I'm going to invest in something, I want to know that it naturally attracts people to it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It naturally can survive on its own. Because if it can't do that, then there's an issue.
Okay. So injecting money into a business that you have, just for the sake of getting more marketing, is not something that you really want to do.
Well, I mean, like LSA spends money on marketing itself, but it's not something that we need donations or, you know, other people investing money into it to be able to do it. It's all part of the business model, right? It's all part of how LSA functions and operates and administers its services. So, now, there are some exceptions to this. Like Amazon is a big exception. Amazon didn't make money for a long time, and you had a lot of investors, right? There are some ideas that are of great value, but there's such a big idea that it needs a lot of funding. It needs a lot of money for it, and too much money that one person can't put it in, or one person can't, you know, be able to figure that out. And so there are few ideas, right? That, yeah, you know, the only way to make it possible would be investing money into a losing cause for a long time. But, you know, those type of ideas are rare, and you can clearly see the value it's going to make. Like Amazon, those investors probably clearly saw the value that Amazon was going to make in having a worldwide internet marketplace. And with everything going on, the only way Amazon could get enough money to run for that long on a deficit was enough people. It was just obvious to them that, yeah, this is going to be a great value. But in general, you know, in how you should operate, I would always say do not operate on a model of investments are going to make it worthwhile. So when I look at what am I going to spend my time on, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on anything that I don't see a quick reward, right? Because it means I'm not either good at it, or two, it doesn't have any value.
Got it. Yeah, that makes sense. So, okay. Well, great. So basically, you want a return right away, or you want to see the value right away. So what is it that you can do to identify that your idea is good, it has value, and it provides a return right away?
Good question. There's a couple of things I look for. One, it will get recognition. If I start putting time into something and I'm saying, hey, guys, this is a great thing. I mean, when you look around, people are going to say, wow, that's really good. I want it. When something is good, when you're putting time and effort into something, immediately people should start saying, wow, that's amazing. Or I want to buy that. Once you get done, let me know. You know, that's why a lot of times people put the, pre-registration or like, you know, buy before it's able, you know, pre-buying stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because when something the value, people let you know. You know, you put your idea, what is that? What is that place where you put your idea up and then people can invest into it?
GoFundMe?
Yeah, the GoFundMe, right? You put your idea up even. You just have to put it up and people are like, wow, that's something I want. They'll let you know. And say, yeah, save me one of those for when you actually develop it. So other people will let you know, recognition. Okay, second thing. Is off of other people, money.
Hmm.
When you start putting time and effort into something, really quickly you should see how you can monetize it. Because you can monetize something that has value. Why? Because you get money when you build or do something that other people want. So you should be able to start selling it pretty quickly, right? Third, is that when you start doing something, you actually produce something that you can see, that you can sell, that you can, you know, be able to look at. You actually do something. And that's the big one. Sometimes we spend a lot of time on something, on a hobby or whatnot, but at the end, there's really nothing to show for it. Right? You know, you didn't do anything. You just like invest a lot of time and effort, and you don't really have a product in the end. And so that's the third thing is, yeah, you know, you got to be able to see something, you know, you got to see a result. And the fourth is talk to a mentor. They'll be able to let you know if you're wasting your time or not.
Got it. Those
are my four things. Recognition, people, money, and you got to have a product. And then, of course, get advice, find a mentor.
Okay. So your recognition could be like, wow, this is really great. You did a really good job on this. This is fantastic. Not that you need to necessarily get an award, right?
Yes. So it's a combination. These are three things I look for. You know, if you got one that, yeah, you know, people are saying you're getting recognized, and two, you have a product, but you're not making any money off it yet. Hey, it meets two out of three, so you still might have a shot, right?
Okay.
But remember, recognition means a lot of people, not just your mom or dad. right? Not just like one person saying, wow, I think this is great, but everybody else is like, doesn't really matter.
It could also be that you're looking at the wrong people, right?
That could be. But if you're doing something and you're doing it the right way, right, it means you're doing it in the right with the right audience, so with the right people at the right time, and in the right place. So you have to have those three things aligned anyway to do something great.
Okay. All right. Well, that makes sense. Thank you so much, Dr. Jacob, for your advice and for answering that question. Thank you, listeners, for listening and viewers for watching. Have a good rest of your day.
Thank you for listening to the Logic and Life Coaching Podcast. It would be great if you could take a moment to write us a review. For any questions, comments, or topics that you would like to have addressed on the show, email the team@leadaz.org. To learn more about the Leadership Society of Arizona, visit us at leadaz.org.